We've already seen countries across the world close borders to travellers in an effort to control the spread of COVID-19. Is there a danger that borders could also close to food exports? The UN's agency which deals with food and agriculture say that they are concerned. Maximo Torrero is the FAO's chief economist, joins me from Rome. Maximo, what in particular are you concerned about?
Thank you very much. We are concerned in the sense that we have enough, in the case of staple commodities, this is wheat, corn, rice, barley, sugar, soybeans, and rapeseeds. We know that there is enough supply today, there is enough stocks, so there shouldn't be any reason for countries to impose any measure that will restrict trade and mobility of commodities. Now, the logistics part could be complicated because of the lockdowns, but countries need to be very careful to allow the food, especially staple commodities, to move across borders and within countries. In the case of the high-value commodities, this is fresh fruits and vegetables, the situation is a little bit more complicated because these are commodities which are labor-intensive. Staple commodities are more capital-intensive, means that you use machines to harvest. In the case of fruits and vegetables, you use human beings, labor. And labor force is being affected because of health issues and also because of lockdowns. They don't allow people to move. And this could affect the production side, but also, of course, the logistics could be affected. So there, our position is that governments need to be very careful to keep these value chains alive by assuring the health measures, because health is first of the workers, but they need to keep working to be able to supply these high-value commodities to the wholesale and retail markets.
But are you also concerned, I mean, especially when it comes to staples, that there could be some countries that think, well, you know, we need to be concerned about our own citizens, perhaps, first, especially if they're, you know, as ever with these things, it's all interlinked and they're worried about what might be coming or not coming from other countries, so that they, in a sense, are more conservative. They decide to keep more stocks at home.
Exactly. And we know that that happened in the food price crisis in 2007, 2008. So countries start to protect themselves by restricting exports and putting barriers to exports, to mobility of food. The situation today is different. No? In those days, the problem was a scarcity of food. Today, we don't have a scarcity of staple foods. If you look at all the statistics in terms of global stocks, all of them are at a very good level, important high level. And at the same time, we have a very good crop this year. So there is no need for this. On the contrary, we could observe in prices going down. Because of the lower demand as a result of the potential recession that we're going to face. So our position there is don't make that wrong decision that was made in 2007-2008. We need to understand that the problem today is a problem that affects all the countries of the world and that there is no scarcity of food. So the only thing that we will do by creating those barriers of to exports or to lack of mobility of food will be to affect everybody else with no benefit at all. So because remember, if a country put barriers to export, that means that the producers will be affected because they won't be able to export those commodities. And today we need the commodities to keep moving. So our position here is a very strong message that countries should avoid putting these restrictive measures. The situation is not the same as 2007, 2008. There is no scarcity of staple commodities, and we should keep allowing commodities to move across borders.
Maximo Torrero from the Food and Agriculture Organization, thank you very much for joining us from Rome.